But a question still remains. What is the principle of attraction that holds the sutra together? That holds these three groups of chapters together? That holds transformation of self and transformation of world together? And the answer is very simple. It's the spiritual needs of the individual. Of the individual who is trying to grow. The individual who wants to transform himself. This is what has drawn together this apparently miscellaneous collection of material. It's this factor which gives it its unity, its spiritual unity. Coming nearer home, coming closer home, we find much the same thing happening in our own movement, in the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. There's a very large number of Buddhist scriptures available, but they don't all appeal to us equally. There are certain Buddhist scriptures that appeal to us very, very much indeed, more than other scriptures, that seem more relevant to our need. And it's from these that we draw, on these that we draw. In these that we find spiritual nourishment and spiritual inspiration. So we read them, we study them, we even have special seminars devoted to them. In other words, we draw them into our orbit, into the orbit of the movement. And I could mention in this connection scriptures like the Udana, on which we've had two seminars, or expositions like the Bodhicharya Avatara of Shantideva, the introduction to the life of enlightenment. And there are now quite a number of these works, works that we've drawn into our orbit, into the spiritual orbit of the movement, because we found them especially useful and especially helpful to us in the process of our spiritual development. And we find not only that they're all useful to us, not only that they all help us in our spiritual development, we find that they all have, therefore, something in common. We find, therefore, that they're all brought together into a whole. And what they have in common, what brings them all together into a whole, is, of course, us, our spiritual need. Now, in the course of these 8 weeks, in the course of these 8 lectures, we shall be drawing a new Buddhist scripture, a Buddhist scripture that is new, at least to many of us, into our spiritual orbit. And that sutra is, of course, the Sutra of Golden Light. Or rather, perhaps we should say, we shall be allowing ourselves to be drawn into the orbit of the sutra. Tonight's lecture is the first in the series, the first of the 8. And it's inevitably been of an introductory nature. We've had to deal with various preliminaries. But from next week, we shall be plunging straight into the heart of the sutra. We shall be plunging into the heart of the golden light, into the heart of the light that transforms the self and transforms the world.